Before we introduce them, we want to share the rules of the debate with the audience at home.
When it's time for a candidate to speak, his microphone will be turned on and his opponent's microphone will be turned off.
Absolutely criminal.
Never heard so much malarkey in my whole life.
Should a candidate interrupt when his microphone is muted, he will be difficult to understand for viewers at home.
Look, if
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Both candidates and their campaigns agreed to accept these rules.
They're a bunch of losers and suckers.
Suckers and losers.
You're the sucker. You're the loser.
They think we're stupid. They think we're very stupid people.
He has no idea what the hell he's talking about.
We're like a bunch of stupid people.
Every single thing he said is a lie.
It's been a great thing.
It's been a terrible thing.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Is it Friday yet?
Is it Friday?
Yep, it's Friday.
My friends, it is Friday. Who is ready for the weekend?
So tell me, what are your plans for the weekend?
But I'm going to party.
Who's ready to party?
Want a party?
Yes, I want a party.
If you want a party, have a party.
I just want to go to a party.
Let's get this party started.
I get ready for a wild ride.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa? Well, it's really, really easy. You just simply enable the skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and she will. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's a repack of the live show. We take all the live segments, all the interviews, all the things that we're doing, and we repack them into a podcast. It's without the music, though. We put we play songs, we play music on our live channel on Radio 434 Modern. That's where the morning show lives, but we don't on the podcast. We just take the segments and the interviews and the bits and things, and we repack them all together, and those are available. They usually drop around noon or so the same day. Uh-huh. There was extra, there was bonus content here. Oh, wow. We got like 2 minutes and 38 seconds of bonus content. Anyway, you can get our podcast easily by asking Alexa, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also find us on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and any Petco locations, you'll find us there. Just search the Mike Show VA. All right. What are we doing today? Well, we have a, it's starting to become a jam-packed show today. Here's what we got. We have this lady.
Lady.
Here, let me get rid of this graphic, up there on the screen if you're watching on our Facebook Live. And, present screen. And, boom. There we go. Rebecca Porter is going to be opening for Will Overman tonight at the Clubhouse. We will be broadcasting live and on location. I will be your MC. And Three Roads is your beer on tap. It's all sponsored by Radio 434, The Mike Show, and Three Roads at the Clubhouse tonight. We'll check all the times and dates and things. Well, we got the date. It's tonight. That would be the 28th. It just, man, oh man, we had been planning this for quite some time, and all of a sudden, It's here. So we've got a great night of live music for you out at the clubhouse. So come on out and join us. Rebecca will be joining us on the air in about 20 minutes or so. She'll be joining us. We're going to talk with her via the magic of technology as she's making her way in to Lynchburg today. And speaking of Will Overman, I think we have confirmation that we'll have Will on the show at about 10 o'clock or so live. And then, of course, you can watch or listen to the interviews on demand in Purple Patootie. Plus, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals. See, we usually balance it out. You get a smart, and then you get a stupid. But on Fridays, we have nerd news. It's this week in science. It's just science. And so we give you one more smart. So you are so much more smarter est on a Friday. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. And then our top list. And I've got a stat, a statistic here to share with you. Only 6% of parents say they wish they kept fewer childhood mementos, okay? And then our top list, top signs you're way too into your kid. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we'll help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg taproom with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their taproom, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their taproom in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Where are they? Oh, there they are. My friends without kids don't understand. Once you get used to using baby wipes, it's a hard habit to break. All right, all cleaned up.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Mm-hmm. It's the Mike Show. So, I'm reading this, and a new poll asked parents if they wish they had kept more or less from their kids' childhoods. Okay. Mementos, you know, photos and things, artwork. Do you wish you kept more of it from your children's childhood or less or about the same? Tab.
I said Tab.
Tab is surprisingly... Now, we have lots and lots and lots of mementos from our kids. Lots of artwork, obviously. Lots of artwork and things that they've made, cards, all that kind of stuff. We keep it. But then there's, like, you know, the random doodles or this thing that she brought home from school. And for my older kids, I kept everything. I literally kept everything like a hoarder. And surprisingly, Well, actually, it doesn't surprise me when I really think about it, because, Tab tends to, she tends to purge. She'll add a whole bunch of stuff, but then she'll purge a whole bunch of stuff. So, surprisingly, there's a bunch of stuff that, and don't tell Maddie, but there's a bunch of stuff from Maddie's childhood that just got tossed. Well, anyway, so talking about this survey, only about 6% of parents asked said they wish they would have kept less. 35% said they wish they would have kept more, and about half said the same amount. So these parents are happy. They have what they have. Well, anyway, here's a rundown. Let's do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. 29% kept their baby's teeth. I inadvertently kept baby teeth because I had to be the tooth fairy once, and she woke up, and I didn't know where to put it and be stealthy about it, so it ended up in my computer bag until I could clean it out. 35% kept their baby clothes. Another 35% kept a lock of their baby's hair. 45% kept toys. 46% kept a print or cast of their handprints or footprints. 48% kept yearbooks from kids' schools. 55% kept cards or letters they've received from their child. 57% have kept videos of them as a child. And another 57% kept report cards. We've kept all the report cards and plenty of videos. There's plenty of videos, and especially with social media these days. 70% of parents have kept awards and certificates that their children have won. 74% kept their art. And 95% have kept photos of their kids as children. Of course. So, I'm sorry. It's time for a beard trim. Anyway, that brings us to our top list. With only 6% of parents saying that they wish they had kept less childhood mementos. But consider, some of these mementos are hair, teeth, random scribbles with glued-on macaroni. Is there such a thing as overdoing it? We think so, especially if you can relate to anything on today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you're way too into your kid, all right? Here we go. Number one. Top signs you're way too into your kid. You make your NBA team draft him.
Yep.
You bought her a car at 16 months. Top signs you're way too into your kid. You make your coworkers watch his violin concert, and he's 37. You address him as my lord.
And my lord.
Top signs you're way too into your kid. The Malibu dream house you got her is an actual house in Malibu. Top signs you're way too into your kid. You give him one of those names that makes him sound cooler than he really is. You know, like Hunter. Top signs you're way too into your kid. You tell everyone else on the plane, shh, my baby's crying. Top signs you're way too into your kid. You frame everything he makes, and now your walls are covered in doo-doo. Sorry. Top signs you're way too into your kid. You publish her baby book in 16 languages. Top signs you're way too into your kid. At the end of the school day, you hug her and kiss her and tell her how much you love her. And she's homeschooled. And top signs you're way too into your kid. You're into your kid. There you go. It's the Mike Show. The finally Friday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. We also have singer-songwriter Rebecca Porter is going to be joining us. She's going to be in concert tonight at the Clubhouse, opening for Will Overman. And we'll talk with her. We'll check out some of her music. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Food Truck Day, so let's all get carbon monoxide poisoning while we stand on burning hot asphalt waiting for soggy truffle tots. The CFO of Tyson Foods was recently busted for DWI. There's more to the story, and I'll keep you updated with every juicy nugget. Elon Musk turns 53 today. He'll celebrate with his new baby, $! Poop emoji. And 2 out of 3 Americans say watching their partner clean is a turn-on, especially if they give it the old huck to a. Nothing like a good spit shine. This is not headline news.
No, the Mike Show. Yeah, I was just reading about that, and the secret is out. I mean, how many times have you gone directly from scrubbing the toilet to one of the hottest, hottest lovemaking sessions, huh?
Huh? I mean, you should,
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. In a new survey of American adults, 69%... Come on, that can't be right. 69%? Really? Okay. I'll read it again. 69% of American adults say seeing their partner cleaning is a big turn-on. They didn't ask what type of cleaning, but it seems like, you know, it's general home cleaning. General home cleaning? Like mopping the kitchen floors, vacuuming, dusting, putting things away, scrubbing the bathroom. Gen Z and millennials are also more likely to say they would rather receive the gift of a clean house than something expensive like jewelry or electronics. And among women, twice as many say they prefer the smell of a clean home over the smell of fresh flowers. Tab is most definitely a neat freak. If you know her, you know that. I too am fastidious, and I like a clean house. And we would spend, we would end up spending like a good chunk of Sunday cleaning the house, and until it just, I mean, our with our jobs and everything that we're doing, it just got to the point where we actually needed to hire a cleaning staff. And
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. No, I mean, seriously, we have, her crew comes in, you know, once every couple of weeks, and they do a deep clean on the house, and it's fantastic. When we get home after clean care has been there, it is just absolutely positively fantastic. And we just...
I'm rich. You're not.
No. But it's worth it. It is so worth it. Because, I mean, they do a deep clean of the house. It's not just like tidying up. No, I don't have Hazel or what was the robot? Rosie, the robot. On the Jetsons. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. No, we don't have a live-in staff. It's not like that.
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
Okay, fine. Overall, 67% of people say a clean, fresh-smelling home would make them more likely to get fresh with a partner.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
79% say the cleanliness of someone's home affects how they view them as a person. Wow. All right. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by, and we're going to get, yeah, we've got five random facts. That's coming up. And we're also going to be talking with either Riley or Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. That's all on the way. But this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Oh, yeah. We have facts.
Very sad amount of facts today.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Time, once again, for five random facts that I even forget what I said. Just, you might say,
wow,
when you hear them. I don't know. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. And quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, Riley will leave.
Oh, there it is.
So just leave us. Moving on to bigger and better things. No, that's a plus. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is Riley's last visit with us in this current position.
It is indeed.
From the engineering room of the Starship Enterprise.
On
her way to bigger and better things, and in all sincerity, congratulations. We're looking forward to hearing about all your adventures and your progress, and so it's very, very cool.
Thank you.
We wish you well.
Thank you.
Here we go with five random facts. Number one, Kendrick Lamar is the only musician outside of the classical and jazz genres to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music.
Oh.
Number two. I had to do some math on this one. Approximately 109 billion human beings have died in the history of the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. Not really what I wanted, but anyway. Yeah. That's a lot. But there are, consider this though, in the history of human beings in the world, okay, right now as it stands, there are more than 8 billion people right now on Earth.
Interesting.
It's expected to reach around 10.4 billion people by the end of the century.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, you know, 100 and how much was it? 109 billion. compared to what the population is today. That's just amazing.
It
roughly,
is.
Roughly 93.8% of all humans that ever lived, by the way.
Hmm.
Number three, the phrase "keeping up with the Joneses" is based on a real family with the last name of Jones. They built a huge mansion in Rhinebeck, New York in the mid-1800s. The other rich families in the area remodeled their homes to try and match them.
Wow. Must be where the Kardashians got it.
Yeah, really. It's like,
I'm rich.
Yeah.
You're not.
Uh-huh. Number four, Walt Disney has the record for winning the most Oscars total with 22 Oscars. And he has the record for the most in 1 year when he won four in 1953. Now, some people thought director Bong Joon-ho tied Walt's one-year record in 2019 with his movie Parasite. But he was only credited with three Oscar wins, Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Original Screenplay. Now, the movie also won Best International Feature, but that Oscar is credited to the country that submitted the film, which is South Korea.
Hello.
There they are. And number five, there are only 47 aircraft carriers that are active around the world right now, and they belong to 14 different navies. And those are your five random facts. There you go. Yeah. The Mike Show, Finally Friday Edition. Riley, hi.
Hi.
Hi. So what can we expect? What's going on at Lynchburg Community Market?
So we will have our regular farmer's market tomorrow. We will be open from 7 to 2, and the farmer's market will run 8 to 1, as usual. Come grab your produce, your meat, cheese, baked items, artisan crafts, lunch, breakfast, pretty much everything you need tomorrow. And then we also have our Wednesday midweek market still going on. So if you can't come tomorrow, come by on a Wednesday. That's from 9 to 1 every Wednesday until the end of September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike is sad.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lynchburg Community Market is located physically on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. You can check it out. And you guys have regular business hours throughout the week. It's not just a farmer's market. As we you know, update you and tell you this each and every week, because there are people that we're reaching that for whatever reason have never been to Lynchburg Community Market, and we want to invite them down. What are your regular hours?
Yep, throughout the week we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2.
And that new Wednesday farmers market is from what time to what time?
They're from 8 to 1 every Wednesday. Well, 9 to 1 every Wednesday until the end of September.
Perfect. You can be found on the interwebs as well. And that is?
Our LynchburgCommunityMarket.com is our website. And then we have a Facebook and an Instagram page, which are both Lynchburg Community Market.
You know, Rob is going to kick himself for missing today.
I know. Last day.
Yeah. Rob was supposed to be here. And then he messaged me. Let me read what he
Let's
said.
Read your private messages aloud.
Yeah, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. Hey, I've been having kind of a slow morning. I'm not feeling very well, so I'm not sure how long it's going to take me to get in or if I'll be in today. I'm not exactly sure. I will definitely be there tonight, though.
Wow.
Yeah, we have an event tonight, so he'll be there.
On me for the event.
I know. You know, he missed out.
Guess so.
Yep, guess so. All right. Well, Riley, thank you again. We really appreciate all of our partners. We appreciate you coming on the show to tell us all about Lynchburg Community Market. And congratulations on your new endeavors. And we look forward to following your story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. And for those that don't know, Riley got another job, is moving away. But it's a big job. And we really, really are proud of her.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition of the program. And tonight, we've got live music in the Berg. Rebecca Porter opening for Will Overman. Hi there.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so good to see you. And we're really, really looking forward to hearing you tonight out at the clubhouse. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your music.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to come down to Lynchburg and be at the clubhouse for their special anniversary show. And it's always a great time to be with Will Overman and his crew. I am out of Harrisonburg, Virginia, so not too far, just up the valley a little ways. And I grew up about 30 minutes north of Harrisonburg in Mount Jackson. So I've been a Virginia gal since I was about four. Grew up listening to a lot of gospel, bluegrass, eventually got into country. The only country that we listened to when I was growing up, when I was real young, was Dolly Parton. That was like an exception to the gospel and bluegrass music.
Of course.
And then as I got older, I started, you know, choosing my own tastes in music and very much continued my love for country, especially old, more what we call now vintage country.
Yeah.
And then delved into like rhythm and blues. Watching the movie Dirty Dancing in eighth grade, which I'm not sure if that's a great age to watch that movie, but watching that then definitely influenced me into finding new music and just really connecting with sounds that I had never heard before. And I've sang my whole life. I started performing as a 19-year-old because I was competing in pageants to try and get scholarship money for college. And so that's when I started performing out live, and then loved performing out live and loved the connection to music, live music, connecting with an audience through a song, and just haven't really looked back since. I sang in cover bands for a long time. And so I certainly appreciate that craft because that is its own beast.
No, absolutely.
Cover bands.
Yeah.
And then I had my son in 2019. So I have a little guy.
Congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you. He came along about 6 months before the pandemic. Yikes. And part of my process of trying to maintain my sanity through the pandemic and being a first-time parent was deciding to sit down, and I wanted to learn to play guitar. I wanted to learn to be self-sufficient in music, write my own music from start to finish, and be able to play my songs and not just, you know, play other people's songs. And so it has snowballed from there. And I just love being able to do this, to write songs about my own life and my own experiences, but share those with people and help them to work through, celebrate, embrace their life or experiences through those songs.
Now, how many songs have you written? And during that period of time, during the pandemic, how many songs did you write and then release?
During the pandemic, I probably wrote about 15 songs. And I released an EP with just three of them.
Okay.
You can write a lot of songs and they're not all good. There's some growing pains. You got to get those ones out of the way to make way for really good songs.
Sure.
But right now I have upwards of 60 songs that I've written.
Nice.
And we released a second EP last year, 2023. That was five songs, including Queen of the Local. And we actually just started recording for a full-length record, which I'm actually going to be launching a crowdfund in about a month. Okay. So if you like the music, stay tuned. but that's going to have 10 songs on it. And, you know, songwriting is beautiful. It can be a challenge, but I just really appreciate being able to express myself and get some of the stuff going on in your head and your life out on paper to process and work through it.
And kudos to you for learning guitar and learning to be self-sufficient in the music industry and to be able to, you know, provide your own music for your vocal outlet. That's just fantastic. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're really looking forward to having you in Lynchburg tonight. That's at the Clubhouse. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But I have Queen of the Local. That's queued up, and we're going to play that right now.
Oh, this is Happy Go Lucky.
Wishes in one.
Rebecca Porter, everybody. It's the Mike Show. And I queued up the wrong one, and I apologize. All right, there we go. Echo cancellation is back on. Hi there.
Hey. That's all good.
it's excellent. That was excellent. I can't wait to hear all your songs, and I can't wait to hear them live. That's at the Clubhouse tonight. So you can check out the Clubhouse at their website and on social media. We're going to link it up so you can buy a ticket. We also have some tickets to give away, so I hope you'll stay tuned for that. Rebecca, what's next for you?
I have the show tonight. Tomorrow, me and my band, the Rhinestone Roses, are heading to Old Ellicott City, Maryland. We are going to be a part of Ladybug Music Fest there, which is a all-women-fronted music festival, which is nice. Pretty amazing.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers are going to be headlining that festival. So we're excited to head up there. July, I'm going to be heading down to Nashville to do a couple co-writes, and I'm actually playing the basement for New Faces Night there. I'm very excited to do that. And July 27th, the band and I are going to be opening for Town Mountain at the Jefferson in Charlottesville, Virginia.
That is awesome. And we look forward to all those dates. You can link that up and you can check out where Rebecca's going to be at RebeccaPorterMusic.com. Just check her out. Dynamic. Up and comer, and I cannot wait to hear you and see you live.
Thanks so much, Mike. I'm excited to see you this evening.
Absolutely. I'll be your MC, and we've got some games and things that we'll play too. So this could get interesting.
Do I need to wear a headband? Are these games? Am I going to sweat?
Well, no, it's not quite Hunger Games style.
Okay.
Although we do have a signature game that we play called Prize or Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, so the stakes are really high.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got that going on, and really looking forward to seeing you tonight.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right, absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got more sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's coming up. Stay tuned.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. That means Kent joins us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Hey, dude.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Getting ready for 2 weeks in a row of games, just trying to get everything nice. Prepped and get the stadium ready for July 4th.
Sure. Okay. So right now they are they're away. Yes. The players are away, but they're going to be back. And I had that graphic. I had your schedule graphic right there. Yep. July 1st, all the way through the 14th, you can enjoy baseball here in the Berg. Plus fireworks, so yes. And giveaways and all kinds of fun stuff. So Kent, tell us about it.
Well, our tagline has kind of been the fun begins here, and kind of this is the place to be for July 4th and for the next 2 weeks. So we got the only fireworks show in town on July 4th, and as well as we have Monday, July 1st, we have our Defenders of the Diamond game, which is a Marvel sponsorship, so we're wearing special Marvel jerseys.
Nice.
And then a highlight on that week, or to end the week, so then it's July 4th with our 4th of July celebration. Then July 5th, we're giving away this patriotic hat.
So very nice.
It's kind of a fun red, white, and blue Hillcats hat. And then on July 6th, we're going to have Revenge of the Sixth, which is our Star Wars night. So, you know, characters will be out. We'll be playing music. Kind of everything's going to be themed out for a galaxy far, far away. So that's going to be a really fun series coming up. On July 4th, we're honoring the Bedford Boys who stormed the beaches of Normandy. And they were right here in Bedford, Virginia, down the road where the National D-Day Memorial is, because the highest, I think, per capita death of anywhere in the United States of men were from Bedford, Virginia. So we're actually wearing these jerseys. I don't know if you can see them perfectly. They have the National D-Day Memorial here, and then it's the 80th anniversary of D-Day on the back, and it's got a statue to commemorate them as well, and you know, some really cool logos on it. And so we're wearing that jersey 4th of July. So we're just excited for everything, all the festivities that are going to be coming along with this week.
Absolutely. And so you've got plenty of opportunities to see the team. How's the team doing?
Really well. I mean, so we finished in second place for the first half of the season, which we were really, really close, played super well, a lot of really good prospects. And so far to start the second half, we've gained some ground in the overall standings against Carolina. And the team's been looking really good. A lot of guys have been called up to the up to Lake County, which is the next level up, but we still got a lot of really great players, and really excited just about the rest of the season.
Well, we are too. Looking forward to it. And if you want to score some tickets, keep listening to us. Also become a VIP-er, and you can do that by texting Mike to 85775. You may just score yourself a family four-pack of tickets. We're going to be giving away a Skybox opportunity. Wow. Yeah, towards the end of the season. So you can also register to win that just by texting us and becoming a Mike Show VIP-er. But then don't wait to win. Buy your tickets. They're available right now at the Lynchburg Hillcats website. That's lynchburg-hillcats.com. And I have nothing to give you for 4th of July. No tickets for 4th of July.
Yeah.
I can't help you there. That's all Hillcats. So you need to purchase your tickets. Go on now or purchase a mini plan, because you don't just want to catch one game. You want to catch them all.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I think there's nothing better than bringing your family out to a game, especially for the 4th of July. We're really excited about that. I think we actually have a mini plan that just launched. Let me see if I can get the details on it.
Okay.
Let's see. The bases loaded club. So now you can pick 9 games of your choice. You'll get a VIP parking pass, so you can park right up close.
Nice.
Make a long, you know, trek through the parking lot. And you'll get in 15 minutes early to each game. So for some of these giveaways, they go like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's open and they're gone because people are lining up. So with this mini plan, the bases loaded club, it's, you know, it's 9 games and you get in early and you get a great parking space. So if you call us at 434-528-1144, you can get that, or, you know, visit our website and learn a little bit more.
All right. That's lynchburg-hillcats.com. Kent, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We really appreciate it. Really appreciate our partnership with the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's such a great time out at the ballpark. Such a beautiful place. Family friendly. Lots of things to do. It's doggo friendly.
Yes.
So get out to the – there's no excuse. Get out to the ballpark. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We are going to get so stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the Sixth. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Nothing to be afraid of. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's what you may have missed this week. All right. Alien news. A study found we might be able to find them, aliens, by looking for traces of warp drive activity in outer space. Something called gravitational waves. Yes. If this sounds familiar, yeah, that's what they use in Star Trek. However, even though warp drives have their roots in one of the most popular science fiction franchises ever, they do have a scientific basis. A new paper examines the science behind the warp drives and asks if a warp drive containment failure would emit detectable gravitational waves. The paper is titled What No One Has Seen Before: Gravitational Waveforms from Warp Drive Collapse. And the authors are Katie Clow, Tim Dietrich, and Sebastian Kahn. Yeah. Physicists from institutions in the UK.
I said the UK.
And where else? Oh, yeah, Germany. There's room for warp drives in general relativity. A Mexican physicist, Miguel Alciberi, described how they could theoretically work in 1994. He's well known in space and physics circles for his Alciberi drive. Everybody knows that no object can travel faster than the speed of light, but warp drives might offer a workaround by warping space-time itself. A spacecraft with a warp drive wouldn't be breaking the faster-than-light rule. Despite originating in science fiction, warp drives have a concrete description in general relativity, with Alciberi first proposing a space-time metric that supported faster-than-light travel. Interesting. All right, so who is one of the authors? All right. Now in frightening Terminator news. I have to share this screen right here. Check this out. Okay. That is a face on a robot. Scientists in Japan.
Hello.
Hi, there. Came up with a way to wrap a robot in living human skin cells grown in a lab. Not only is it creepy looking, but watch what happens when I do this. Oh, nah. Oh, good Lord. It is made... is there more description? No, I don't want to do a deep dive on it. Its skin is attached by ligament-inspired anchors. It's frightening. If you want to see what it looks like, you can check it out on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. Yikes. Very frightening. Very frightening. Very frightening. In animal news, butterflies can cross the ocean and fly 8 straight days while they're migrating. In space station astronaut news, space station astronauts had to take shelter on Tuesday after an old Russian satellite broke apart. Wait a minute. I saw this movie. Yeah. Yeah, it had Sandra Bullock in it. Anyway, an old Russian satellite broke apart and caused a cloud of debris. They think Russia
might have blown it up, testing a new anti-satellite missile. Yikes. In other space news, China brought back the first samples from the far side of the moon. The two astronauts, this is a separate story, Boeing sent to the space station, might have brought, might have to be brought back home by SpaceX. Well, that would be embarrassing. And NASA is going to pay SpaceX $843 million to destroy the space station.
I said destroy it.
But that's in 2030, okay? They're designing a spacecraft that can dock with it and guide it back to Earth so it lands in the ocean. The plan is to help help private companies build their own space stations with which NASA and tourists would get to use.
Wait a minute. Listen.
This is... Okay. All right. I mean, a little late, 2001, 23 years late, but how long? How long will it take for them to do this? Let me see. I know we're taking more time. I don't want to watch a video. All right, I'm gonna research this a little bit. I mean, it's... Okay, so 2030, so that would be 30, that'd be 29 years late. But then, how long is it going to take to get stuff up there? That'll be another 50 years. I'm screwed. I mean, seriously. Sci-fi lied to us, okay? Us Gen Xers that grew up on Star Trek, us Gen Xers that grew up on Battlestar Galactica, us Gen Xers that grew up even on Back to the Future, you know, with the flying cars, the movie 2001 Space Odyssey, sci-fi lied to us. And NASA should have kept going with the moon landings. They should have built on that. Just like in the TV series For All Mankind. They should have kept going. Anyway, in medicine, a hospital in Texas is the first in the U.S. to start using hologram technology for doctor visits. It's kind of like a 3D Zoom call. And finally, Neanderthals might have been kinder and more compassionate than we thought. Experts say a fossil of a Neanderthal child with Down syndrome suggests a whole community helped take care of her. And... that's your nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right. I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Who was one of the co-authors of that study?
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Okay, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, if you're bored with getting your caffeine fixed from coffee, here's a new option. Nothing like a rack of ribs to wake you up. Yeah, that's right. Here, let's show you this. 5-hour energy. Mm-hmm. Barbecue sauce. I'm not kidding you. Not at all. It's not clear if they're planning to sell it, but they're giving away 12-ounce bottles through their website. The first drop was yesterday, and they sold out. But they're doing three more on July 2nd, the 9th, 16th, so the next three Tuesdays. There's only one flavor. It's peach mango. So if you're not a fruit-forward person or you don't want your dinner keeping you up at night, it might not be for you. Each serving has 60 milligrams of caffeine, or about as much as a weak cup of coffee. An average cup has 95 milligrams. And a can of Coke has 34. The press release says it's part of their plan to redefine what 5-hour energy is and can be. And they're excited to be the first energy brand to offer a caffeinated sauce that helps you stay focused and keep the party going. Yeah, and with that, we have this. It's just what you need for a nice, relaxing afternoon by the pool.
When you need an extra kick to get you through your 4th of July cookout, reach for 5-Hour Energy Barbecue Sauce. With a blend of high-octane spicy flavors and a hefty dose of rocket fuel,
it's just short of doing meth.
5-Hour Energy Barbecue Sauce is tangy liquid energy. Just one taste will have you saying,
ah!
Try the Buzzin' Benzo's Brisket, Big Flake Kickin' Chicken, or White Tornado Pork Ribs.
Yee-haw!
It's barbecue sauce for people who crave, eat, and drink lots of go juice.
Warning, may cause anxiety, addiction, insomnia, hypertension, and weight loss. Don't mix with coffee, sugar, or fireworks.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. Let's go to viral videos. There, you know the I Ruined It guy? He's made another song. This time it features the word baby from several hit songs. Enjoy it, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby,
baby. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby.
But it's going to be a big hit. A California family had a bear sneak into their minivan and wreck the vehicle while they were camping. Here's the owner of the vehicle, Eric Edens, talking about what he witnessed.
And I noticed there was something moving in the car. And I see the silhouette of the bear through the back window. I was like, holy cow, there's a bear in our car. And he was trapped in there. And probably start freaking out and start tearing the place apart. Beyond all the damage he did to its claws and destroying the car. But he also defecated and urinated in the car, so it stinks in there.
Oh, my. All right, speaking of stink, a manure truck rolled over in a Connecticut neighborhood on Tuesday after an accident at an intersection, and it sent manure everywhere. Here is Anne Bedard talking about how it affected her house and yard.
I heard bang, like bang, 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 loud metal. The truck was upside down, and it finally came to a stop after it hit my neighbor's car. Literally a waterfall of brown. All of a sudden, we see the sewer come out of the truck, and it was just flooded down our property. Everybody kept asking, you know, is it really bad? Is it foul? And I'm like, no, seriously, the windows were open.
I know. All right. So the host of Price is Right, Drew Carey, revealed in a recent interview that there have been contestants on the show, let's say, under the influence. He said he smelled booze on their breath. Some have eaten gummies. One guy was high on mushrooms. Here, listen.
Big Papa hat, Dolly Parton shirt, bit of dollar.
I'm a mystery, dude. Wrapped in an enigma. Get used to it.
Joshua, I can't wait to hear. What do you do for a living?
I'm a skateboard rabbi.
You know what? I'll take it.
Skateboard rabbi.
Okay. Let's see, what else? Do we want to go and delve into the manure pile that is politics? Do we? Do we? Okay. Let's do it. Late in the debate, Trump and Biden began to spar like two prize fighters in the final round. They both took jabs at each other, calling each other out for being the worst president ever. Here.
This shouldn't be a debate. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He's destroyed our country. Now, all of a sudden, he's trying to get a little tough on the border. He came out with a nothing deal, and it reduced it a little bit. He wants open borders. If he wins this election, our country doesn't have a chance, not even a chance, of coming out of this rut. We probably won't have a country left anymore. That's how bad it is. He is the worst in history by far.
All right. Now, by the way, the question that had been asked was about providing child care. Here's Biden's response to Trump's opinion of him and the country. Here we go.
We are the most admired country in the world. We're the United States of America. There's nothing beyond our capacity. We have the finest military in the history of the world. No one thinks we're weak. Number two, the idea that we're talking about worst presidents, presidential historians, they've had meetings and they voted who's the worst president in American history. They said he was the worst in all of American history. That's a fact. He can argue they're wrong, but that's what they voted.
All right. So President Trump is famous for firing people. Last night, he defended how he fired many when he was president and asked Biden if he ever fires anyone.
He never fired people. I've never seen him fire anybody. I did fire a lot. I fired Comey because he was no good. I fired a lot of the top people at the FBI, drained the swamp. They were no good. He should have fired every military man that was involved with the Afghanistan horror show. The most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Did you fire anybody? Did you fire anybody that's on the border that's allowed us to have the worst border in the history of the world? Did anybody get fired for allowing 18 million people, many from prisons, from mental institutions? Did you fire anybody that allowed our country to be destroyed?
Biden reminded Trump that there was no evidence that their last election was stolen. Here, listen.
You're a whiner. When you lost the first time, you appealed and appealed to courts all across the country. Not one single court in America said any of your claims had any merit. None. But you continue to provoke this lie about somehow there's all this stealing. There is no evidence of that at all. I doubt whether you'll accept it because you're such a whiner. The idea if you lose again, you accepted anything, you can't stand the loss. Something snapped in you when you lost the last time.
There was only one time during last night's debate that both candidates' microphones didn't get cut off. It's when they were asked if their mature age would be problematic in their next term. And by the way, it quickly fell into a golf brag-off.
I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. By the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf with you if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
President Trump, we're going to turn.
Let's not act like children.
To a specific concern.
All right. Dang. I'm sorry. But it had to happen. Now, let's move on to more comedy. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. John Reap talks about fair food and NASCAR.
They can make anything taste good at a fair, because they fry everything. They fry apples, they fry ice cream, they fry Snickers bars, they have fried dough. How far down on the fry chain do you think they got before some guys, man, we're out of stuff to fry? His buddy's like, no, we ain't either. I've been waiting for this moment. Frap that dough right there. Frap that dough, put some powdered sugar on it. They will eat it. And it's delicious. But we do have our big time entertainment in small towns. We practically invented NASCAR, right? Yeah, and I do like NASCAR. I'll tell you what it means. This is actually what NASCAR stands for. National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. That's right. Did you hear that? Stock Car Auto Racing. Car, automobile, racing. It says car twice. That's how much they love cars. But that's like saying, yeah, I play for the NFFFL. You know, the National Football League.
Automobile?
Yes. That's what he said. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Yeah, keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get so much more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. And we have some good news for you, and we'll share that. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. Let's see. A fortune teller near Tampa is facing charges for allegedly robbing a client at gunpoint. Her name is Carolina Mitchell. She's 52. Police say she's been using her fortune-telling services as a ruse to gain entry to her victims' homes so she could steal cash and jewelry. One of the robberies happened at a trailer park last month. She knocked on a woman's door and asked if there were any good Mexican restaurants around. Then she asked for a glass of water. Okay, so she's a fortune teller, or like a psychic. Shouldn't she know what's around? Anyway, once inside, she offered to read the woman's palm and pulled a gun. She made off with $12,000. I mean, that's a lot of cash to have laying around. Police tracked Carolina down. Carola? not Carolina, Corolla, down this month and arrested her. She let slip that there might be more victims, but it's not clear how many. They're getting a warrant to search her phone and think she may have messaged some of them before, before the robberies. It's possible they were too scared to report it or don't even know that they were robbed.
She said something about that she could read her hand. So I was just like, I'm not interested in that. So she started reading my forehead. I was just like, okay. She told her that if she doesn't give me the money, she was going to hurt us too, my baby and I. And then she's like, okay. So she gave her the money.
Good Lord. All right. So that's one of the victims, Judith Ramirez, talking about what Corolla Mitchell did to them. Then there's this. We'll save that for later. A man named Daniel Messenier, was arrested after breaking into a garage in North Dakota this week. He told police he was riding his bike home from work when he saw a garage door that was almost fully open, and there was a bag of animal crackers inside. He was hungry, so he stopped, saying he only intended to grab the animal crackers. Police searched his backpack, found a container with marijuana, a lockpick tool, multiple wrenches and craftsman gear, and two pair of women's underwear. Daniel claimed those were his girlfriend's. There's no word what he's actually being charged with. And then, how about this one? No, I mean, it's not criminal, but it's funny. There's a photo going viral online showing two crudely written signs on the front of a door of a convenience store. One said, "Closed for sex." The other said, "Be back in 30 minutes. Thank you." The caption says, "I must have lost my appetite for a good old-fashioned ballpark hot dog." They actually wrote wiener. There are some fun comments underneath. Someone pointed out how you can see the wet floor sign inside. Other people had joked about the need for 30 minutes, with most people suggesting it probably wouldn't take that long. And then someone said, weird flex, but I respect it. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. The founder of a rescue place in Wisconsin named Albert's Dog Lounge recently took in a dog with a serious infection and no fur. Thankfully, the dog, Clyde, is doing great now. But it inspired his current owner to create a shed stocked with pet products that anyone can take for free. Here's Mandy Lewis talking about it.
There's a gap in the community where people aren't able to get maybe cat litter or pet dishes, new leashes, new collars. We have blankets, we have shampoos and skin conditioners and vitamins. Clyde started this with love because he was surrendered to us due to a lack of resources, and so we kind of want to be able to pay that forward.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Join us tonight. We are going to be out at the clubhouse. Will Overman and Rebecca Porter going to be out there. I am your MC. Yep. And we also have our signature games, many that we play at Three Roads, which, by the way, Three Roads is the beer sponsor for tonight's show out at the clubhouse. I'm bringing up the graphic right now. How about the clubhouse? Sorry, I'm derailing the segment. There we go. That's the right one. Boom. Okay. Take two. Yep, join us out at the clubhouse tonight. Will Overman returns with Rebecca Porter. It's going to be a great night, so come on out and support live music in the Berg and hang with us from the Mike Show and Radio 434 and Three Roads, the beer that will be the brand on tap at the clubhouse. Well, that is it. That is the program. Hopefully see you tonight, and we'll see you back here on the radio on Monday.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?